a rezoning at 1580 Taylor Avenue under file DAZ 219 of 2011. Let me just quickly check. I have one person registered.
Okay, we have registered to Mr. Ron Penner. You'd like to come down?
Is there anyone else?
Anyone else for 1580 Taylor Avenue?
Okay.
Good evening. We're here today. My name is Ron Penner. This is Richard Wisnowski from our office as well. We're looking to move the zoning on 1580 Taylor from C1 to C2. You'll notice in the notes of the planner, we met with the planner and had a discussion. We also met with Councillor Orlico. Thanks for that attention. That back in 2010, we did move it to C1. Initially, when we began looking at this development, we've had it for a number of years. We looked at a couple of different options, and we sort of saw it as a smaller mall with offices and more of an office situation. When we threw the building up on spec, we've just had a flurry of activity, and if you've been by it, it's turned into quite a thriving little mall. And we have a restaurant, we have a spa, we have a pet grooming place moving in, and we have a fitness facility that's interested in moving in, and we have a clothing retailer. We're asking for the move to C2 to give us a little more flexibility in leasing. Our difficulty these days with the pieces that we have remaining are that we're getting some interest for pieces larger than 5,000 feet, and our ability to negotiate with those folks is impeded in that we have to come to for a variance every time we have a need that's larger than that 5,000 feet. And our other issue is with the hours of operation. The fitness facility we have is a 24-hour fitness facility. So in speaking with the planner, our request would, of course, come with some limitations. We're not looking for a wide-open C2. We understand that it's not appropriate for that particular street. So we're looking for the C2 with a limit of 10,000 square feet on retail, sales, office, personal services, medical, dental, optical, counseling clinic, animal hospital or vet clinic, amusement enterprise, indoor, and a cap of 5,000 feet on any future restaurants or drinking establishments. We understand, again, that C2 is not the norm along the street, but we feel that we've worked hard at creating a mall, a small center that is great for the neighborhood. And in meeting with Councillor Orlico, he felt what we'd done there was very appropriate for the neighborhood.
Thanks. Are there any questions, councillors? Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else? One last call for 1580 Taylor who wishes to speak to this? Okay, thank you.
The hand up.
Oh, there was a hand. Okay.
Yeah, I have signed up for this one because I'm here for another one, but now that I'm trying to learn what this one's about.
Well, if you'd like to speak, you can.
Come on down and we'll have you fill out a slip.
You can fill out the form afterwards.
Hello, I'm a resident of the River South River Heights area in question, and I'm not sure if I heard these gentlemen correctly about moving it to a 24-hour option.
Is that correct?
You have to direct your questions to us so we can try to answer them as best we can.
That's okay. So is it, in fact, part of what they're asking for in changing from C1 to C2 to make one or more of the establishments a 24-hour capability? For a fitness center, is that what I heard?
We can get that answer for you after, but you just have to kind of...
If that's the case, I'm dead against it. I'm seeing my neighborhood changing to being over-commercially developed, and I'll say more about that for the one I'm here for. And I'm seeing stuff on Taylor that I'm not happy about, including more call centers. And I'm seeing a high number of people coming down my residential street for that call center. So I'm seeing all kinds of different people coming in at all kinds of hours, and I'm not feeling very good about the overdevelopment of not just Taylor, but now Keniston has turned into Polar Park South. And I could say more about IKEA and the neighborhood, them ripping down the forest, the south side of that forest turning into another commercial zone, and where is it going to stop? Traffic is ridiculous. The ozone from all of the traffic is ridiculous. And it's too much. And so I'm dead against, forgive me, gentlemen, I'm all for businesses thriving. And the restaurant looks good, but a 24-hour facility, no. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Okay, any other? Okay. The gentleman, you have an opportunity to come back and rebut with speaking to anything that's been raised by those in opposition.
Sure. I don't think I'm going to change your mind on the 24-hour facility. The Snap Fitness concept is a come-and-go card access. It's not, we don't anticipate that during night hours there's going to be hundreds of vehicles coming and going. It's functions, the Snap Fitness functions all around the city. Given our location, we're sort of landlocked by railway. We're not directly in front of any houses. I would suggest that it's going to be, it's not going to be intrusive to the neighborhood.
Thanks. Okay. Thank you very much. Any questions for this administration, or you're just ready, Councilor Morlico?
Just for the administration. This application, correct me, the Snap Fitness application, that's already gone through and it's not part of this one. Is that correct?
The Snap Fitness was approved up to 5,700 square feet previously.
Yeah.
This application.
That's right, and that's the C1. can you respond to the inquiry about, I believe Snap Fitness is a 24-hour facility. However, that process has been completed, has it not?
They already have approval for 24 hours for up to 5,700 square feet. Okay. So this would give them an additional 2,300 square feet.
And it's the same concern. Okay. Yeah, I made a rule, sure.